This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The best thing about it was, of the three games, the one that I actually, in my core, care about was brilliant. And you, I think, hit on the number one thing with Warrior basketball right now. I don't notice immediately when Steph is on the floor and when he's not. I have to look. It used to be, through the last few years,
non-Steph minutes,
very
right?
Obvious when Steph, it was as if Steph was wearing a different uniform. And you could see right away, is Steph on the floor or are we playing at the local gym?
Are we playing to just survive these 6 minutes?
Right.
So you're up 8 and you're hoping to still be tied when Steph is able to come back in the game. And now you don't have that experience through 4 games, of course. But man, the depth, and you mentioned Will Richard and how much it looks like he belongs, and Kuminga the step forward, and Pod's doing Pod's things, and Moses Moody get hot with a healthy thumb. Dude. A lot of guys contributing last night.
They're not all going to shoot like that every night, obviously. But, yeah, strength in numbers is back. And this team will acquire DeAnthony Melton pretty soon. They'll acquire Seth Curry. Al Horford didn't even play last night. And he's important. And I know maybe Memphis isn't great. And you are home and all of those things. Yeah, like that's a game that you're supposed to win. Tonight will be harder. There's no question about it. But when I look at what this team can now throw at people, they are going to present a ton of problems for the opponent. And I think that they are built to handle an injury here or there, or a load management night here or there. All of these things are coming. I hope the injuries aren't bad ones, but there will be injuries where guys miss a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And this team is equipped to play basketball and still compete at a high level during those times. So I think 4 games in, we got to look at this and go, okay, whatever our thoughts were a week ago, what are they now? Like, what are your hopes, your expectations, your predictions now based on what we're looking at? 3 good wins to start off the year, but more so the other stuff. It's the depth that you're looking at, and let's be honest, Jonathan Kuminga is playing the way that they want Jonathan Kuminga to play, and he looks flipping brilliant.
Oh, yeah, yep.
It changes everything.
It does, because now you've got your legitimate number 3 score when you have everyone, and if you don't have Steph or Jimmy for a game or longer, hopefully that's not the case, but you know that Kuminga can step up his game, be more of a volume scorer, and he can get the job done. The only thing right now with Kuminga, and it wasn't the case last night, is the free throwing. 7 of 8 last night, so that box got checked again. 25 and 10, Kuminga. Just rolling out a double-double with 25 and 10.
Dibs.
That's a grown man performance right there.
Okay, first of all, and I know what you're saying is kind of in reference to earlier games, but the tail of the tape right now is that he's shooting 80% from the free throw line.
Okay. Yeah.
80% from the free throw line. His career high prior to this was 74.6, and even that was the only time in his career he shot north of 70. His career high in points per game was 2 years ago at 16.1. This year, 18. His career high three-point shooting percentage, 3 years ago, 37%. So far this year, 42.9. His career high in overall field goal shooting percentage, 2 years ago, 52.9. This year, 58.1. His career high in rebounds per game prior to this year is 2 years ago when he averaged 4.8 a game.
Mm.
And this year he's averaging 8. He is shooting fewer shots per game this year than he did either of the last 2 years in more minutes per game and scoring more and rebounding more. My man, the light bulb all the way on. And he said all the right stuff last night. And I who had any idea that this is what he was going to bring to camp this year?
I didn't think that it would be this good. You and I went round and round in the summer about how I thought that it could work. I thought that it would be salvageable. Well, this is not salvageable. This is working at a very high level. And this is like, don't trade me. Don't trade me, bro. Don't trade me. Like, why would you ever think about trading this player?
You wouldn't.
Exactly. So if this is the player, and the deadline I think is after 50 games, so talk to me in 46 more. If he stacks a bunch more of these, 25 and 10, heck, even the averages, you're talking about 18 and 8.
Yep.
If you're an 18 and 8 guy, well, you would try to trade for a guy who's 18 and 8. Well, so why would you trade anybody this good and this much of a good fit?
Like, what I love, what I'm seeing is that Jonathan Kuminga has really big ears. And what I mean by that is, He has been listening. Maybe it took longer than the Warriors wanted it to, but he soaked it in. He is now applying it, and that trust that seems to actually be there that we didn't think was there, whether it doesn't matter if it's in Steve Kerr. It sounds like he's trusting Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green. And that trust, I wonder if Jonathan understands. Jonathan has raised his value in this league financially just in the last four games, period. Like that, you don't, the whole, like, I want to be a one is not always about 28 points a night. It's about this. This is an all-around basketball player who now suddenly has floor presence, decision-making, smarts, rebounding, passing, scoring at the rim, scoring outside. Oh, my God. Yes. Now you actually look like the dude you said you were, but you're doing it in the way that the team asked you to do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
And I think that a lot of it for me anyway is he now has security. He's got security that he got the bag. He didn't get the giant jumbo, super large Glad bag, but he got a nice bag. He's getting 22 and a half. If the team picks up the option, he gets 24 more, and that's not nothing. So I do think that that security combined with what you said right off the top of that little blurb, which is playing like this is what is going to get you that next big bag. It's not 28 and 7 for a losing team. It's playing the right way for a winning team and showing all the little things they've been waiting for. He's doing it the right way, and it's going to net him a lot of money down the road.
How has all of this, and namely the play of the young players, not just JK, but what we've seen early from Moody, Pods last night, fantastic. Will Richard looks like a seasoned player. How has this changed or updated your expectations for the Warriors this year?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.